Drexel. Whew. Good Lord, dude.
Goddamn.
There, all right. Caitlin's going to hear this and be upset with me.
Okay.
But there was a girl in there, and it wasn't, I wasn't trying to fucking, I wasn't in love with her. I wasn't talking to her. Relax, Caitlin.
He wasn't in love with
you're
her.
You're the only one, girl. You're number one, even though your taste in movies and TV sucks, dick. But, fucking, this girl, so like, it was like my Spidey senses. It was unreal. So I was there late. It was like 10. When I was there, I was crushing the elliptical.
Yeah.
Balling out.
Just popping it off the tracks. You're probably moving around the gym with the elliptical.
It was smoking. Yeah, it was. It was shifting quite a bit.
You're like a transformer just walking around.
But I just, for some reason, I just turned around and looked the other side of the, not the other side of the gym, but like it's rectangular. So I looked at the other side.
And Jillian Michaels is right behind you.
There was a girl with like the type of yoga pants you see like in porn, like a joke. It was unreal.
With like the pieces with missing?
The fattest fucking ass. It looked like a like an Instagram model type. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like
I'll
it.
Give you a porn category.
It was.
Oh, let me give you a porn category.
Where you rip open those yoga pants.
No, no. Women squirting out of yoga pants.
Ooh, I think they're just peeing their pants, but that's
whatever, hot. Dude. Whatever.
I've seen that. They're just pissing their pants.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I've seen that. It's nice. Lost my train of thought. Anyway,
so this fucking
she was so fucking hot that I honestly considered because six and I were texting.
Yeah.
He was at home watching the Bears Vikings, sending me like clips of the game. He was like, "Look at this hit." I was like, "Oh my sweet. God!" I honestly almost took a picture of this girl.
Yeah,
she was that fucking hot,
dude. If you got,
I almost risked it all at Drexel.
You would have gotten my gym.
I would have
membership.
Gotten arrested. I would have gotten that. Would have been assault, dude. That was on a college campus. I'm fucking 29.
What if you just did like a selfie and like happened to get her in the background?
I mean, it would have been clear. There were like four people at the gym in the entire thing.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever take a sneaky pic and have your flash go off?
I've never taken a sneaky pic.
Not of a girl. I'm just saying just in general of something like funny.
I was with a guy when he did that and it was fucking hilarious.
I did it one morning.
Full flash. Dude. And the girl's like, what the fuck?
I did it one morning. I was in a Dunkin' Donuts at like.
Oh, flash on.
Dude, it was like 7:10 in the morning. I remember I had to get to work at 7:30. I remember I was on time. It was like right before work, 7 o'clock in Dunkin' Donuts, and there was this fucking dude and there's big fat fucking guy. Huge dude waddles up to the counter and it's him in front of all the donuts. I'm like, God, this is such a funny picture. So I went to take it, and the whole place just went exploded in a flash, and I was like, oh fuck. People turned around like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh man. I was after a show, I was at a bar with this comic, and this girl was sitting, it was a small room, and this girl was sitting at the other side.
Yeah.
It was like a pub that was like in a house for some reason. Like the upstairs was like a living room.
Gotcha.
So we were just sitting on a couch. She was on the other couch by herself. She was pretty hot, but not like,
not picture enough.
Not this guy fucking turning around and taking a picture of her with his flash on.
Oh my god.
She, it was enough that she got up and was like, delete that right now. Let me see that. Fucking delete that.
Really?
And he was like, oh, I was just taking a picture of the mirror. Because she was sitting behind a mirror. And she was like, no, you fucking weren't. And I was with him. I was like, no, he wasn't. Delete that, you fucking creep.
What was she wearing?
I don't remember.
Was he trying to catch an upskirt?
No, he was just taking a picture of her sitting there.
I had a kid in my grade school got busted for the old mirror on the shoe.
Oh, what? He did that?
He actually did it. He got busted.
Yeah, of course you get busted.
A kid in my grade school, he'd be like, check this out. And he'd just stick his... I went to Catholic school, so it was all dresses.
Yeah,
so he
of
would fucking just stick his foot out with a mirror, and you'd be like, yo... I remember being like, what? And the teacher called him in like an hour afterwards. Like, yo, get that off your foot. It was during the prayer. We'd all stand up to say the prayer, and he would go like this. He'd be like,
damn.
He'd go like that.
During the fucking Our Father.
Dude, I think during like the Pledge of Allegiance, this dude was like checking panties.
That's how you show respect to America.
I know.
That's better than taking a knee. That's better than everything.
Just upskirts.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the hot Drexel chick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what happened?
Nothing. She left, and I watched her the whole way walk out. I think we made eye contact like five times, and I kept looking away. But it was just funny to see. Like, it's like, what the fuck are you? She was wearing like a sports bra, and like it was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Man, that's I see that a lot when I go to the gym. When it's just like full on spandex,
what are you doing?
Leaned over butt exercises, and it's like, all right, I get it, you're working out, dude.
Yeah, you're
it's
hot.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ, like enough.
Yeah, it's but then again, I mean, it's even funny when a guy's hot too.
Yeah.
Like I went in to get my fucking morning coffee today.
Yeah.
And there's just this hot ass dude working at the Saxby's by our house.
Yeah, that's us. It is when hot guys go to the gym. There's a lot of guys who wear like fucking spandex suits gym, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Dressed like Spider-Man, hit the gym.
Yeah, and you usually wear like a painter's outfit and do pull-ups.
I wear nothing but cargo. I got actually reprimanded at the gym.
For what?
Because I wore fucking cargo khaki shorts, and they're like, you can't have zippers or buttons. I'm like, dude, just suck the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow.
Get out of my fucking way.
Did you say, get the fuck out of my face, and you chalked up your hands?
Yeah, I chalked my fucking hands, slammed the weights. I told you, I'm a lunk, dude. The yellow light goes off on me.
Are you lunking? What's the name of your gym?
Well, now I'm going to Philly Sports Club.
Philadelphians, if you want to catch Matt being a fucking absolute weirdo,
a lunk, dude,
come down to Philadelphia Sports Gym. You want to see a guy do pull-ups in cargo pants?
Yep.
Here's your man.
I got some cargs on right now.
Are you rocking cargs?
Cargo fucking
cat. Shit, he's got cargo camo pants on.
I'm wearing these at the gym right after, dude.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're going to wear long cargo camouflage pants to the gym?
I've done it before.
That's the craziest shit in the world.
Yeah, it's sick, dude.
That's the equivalent of the guy who wears jeans to basketball. Dude, it really is.
Like, that guy's
fucking weird.
Always the best guy on the court.
That guy's always the worst. Always, but he plays the hardest defense. Yeah. He's always fucking like scrappy.
I was about to say, if you play against a guy in jeans, you're going to get at least a couple scratches.
Yeah, you're getting fouled.
He always has long fucked up nails.
No blood, like, no foul, dude. Yeah. And you're literally bleeding. But yeah, I wanted to clear that up because I know Caitlin's going to be
about that
fucking
super hot chick.
Yeah, there was just a hot chick that was. It was funny to see her out.
Well,
it's,
I mean,
it's
of
just
course.
Funny to be like, what do you think? You're fucking slick. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That, you're dude, just being a hot lady at the gym. What the fuck?
Well, that's a whole that's a whole thing, too, that like you never get in a guy's life, like waking up being like, do I look pretty today? It's not really, it's not really going through your head.
No.
But that's like a fucking serious focus for girls. So like to attract that kind of attention is like a big deal.
Well, yeah, and I'm not used to that. I'm not used to going to the gym with girls being around.
True.
The only time I ever went to the gym in my life, all bros.
Yeah.
And you can just fucking lift, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're not worried
plus,
about.
Dude,
there's no competition when there's hot chicks in the gym.
Yep.
Then the dudes get a little fucking weird.
And they're all pumped up.
Yeah.
And shit.
Then there's some fucking.
It's a weird environment, man.
It is. The gym is very weird.
If I lift once for the next 3 days, I walk around just like, I'm fucking huge. I'm lifting in that gym and I see hot chicks, I'm like arms all the way out, just like, oh my God, what's up?
I'm the ultimate eunuch in there. Dude, I go in, I'm fucking old and fat and pale. I just go in like a baggy West Virginia t-shirt. Hit the elliptical, get the fuck out.
He's got a big gulp on it.
Zero fucking sexuality.
Dude, I walk around in there and
you
I'm just like,
ooze
fucking, I'm the
fucking sexuality,
biggest
dude.
I feel huge. If I lift at all, I feel enormous, dude.
Are you still getting swole?
I'm getting swole, yeah. Dude,
fucking. Holy shit, Matt is fucking swole,
fucking
dude.
I have the opposite of body dysmorphia. If I lift once, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking jacked for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lost some weight. I lost a
little
weight.
Yeah, you slimmed down a little.
I did slim a little.
I gained like 10
pounds. I need to lose about a good 40 more pounds before I'm
I'm trying to get jacked enough to where, like, when I inevitably fail to reach my mark in entertainment, I can murder suicide my whole family. They'll be like, oh, CTEs.
Benoit, dude.
CTEs. Yeah, like, this dude definitely had
Benoit. These motherfuckers.
But you gotta be jacked. Otherwise, you're just like a white nerd. If you're jacked, you're like, dude, he clearly had fucking CTEs.
Yeah,
you can get
true.
Away with anything, dude.